It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra after a tough one against a very good Jefferson County North team. And coach, just your overall thoughts on this one.
Well, JCN is everything they're labeled as. They are efficient and fluid and tough and strong and physical and fast. They got after it. They're coached well and they play well. And, you know, it takes 11 and they got 11 or more that are competing and putting good stuff on tape. So, you know, they're what we aspire to be as a team and want to be and want to put out on a Friday night. They did a good job of it. And then on our end, I think looked a little bit shy. I don't know if that was nerves or what, or rivalry or preparation or intimidation or what, but we had fumbles and, you know, threw interceptions and didn't look like us. So, you know, the things that you can control, we did not control it very well. So, you know, that's on us as a team and me as a coach, and you learn from it and move on to next week.
And Coach, Zach Evans didn't get any touches in this game. Are there some ways, if you kind of would have done this over again, to try to generate him, generate more touches out of him?
Well, yeah, I probably would have put him at quarterback so he got the ball every play. But, you know, sometimes that's not the best route, and that's just what happens. And sometimes JCN did a good job of making him work for it. They put several guys on him at all times. And they did outstanding shutting him down. He had one kickoff return, and that was about the only time he touched the ball. So they did a good job of that. Kudos to them and for staying up to the pressure. It takes a lot of effort to shut down a good player, and they did an exceptional job of it.
Yeah, and Colin Carney, he had himself a pretty solid game towards the end of the second half. He had a touchdown, a 31-yard play. Your thoughts on the way he was able to get free in the second half?
I thought he did a good job. He kind of stepped up there and was most of our third quarter offense. Grant got him the ball on several decent passes. Then he had several good runs there as well and got a score for us late. Colin has been doing a good job. He, you know, sets the edge from a fullback position, and then he can get out and scamper and has good hands too. So that worked out nicely. That was good to see.
Let's take a break. We'll have more from Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra ahead of their game at home against Oskaloosa. And coach, this is a Bears team that just is coming off a fresh and upset against McLouth, so they're kind of riding high. How are you going to try to expose them, possibly make them overlook you guys?
Yeah, kudos to them. That McLouth is a good team. They came out played really well against them, so I know that was a rivalry game for them. I think that's awesome and good for their school and program. So, yeah, I know they're reared up and ready to go, and I know that this game will really have big implications then on, you know, kind of those 3, 4, and 5 spots in district. So it's an important one. So I know they probably won't overlook it. I know that we definitely are not. We want to get out of here in the regular season with a win and compete to the best of our abilities. And it's, you know, rivalry for us. You know, Oskaloosa and Valley, I feel like, has always been a good one. So I know the fans will come out and be pumped up for it. And they're going to come out and be rearing to hit a couple of our guys. You know, our rivalry even goes, you know, into baseball season, basketball season for a couple of these guys. So you compete all year round. You try to, you know, get the wins when you can and put them in your column on your side, and then see them in the next sport. So I know that our guys will come out prepared and ready to go just like they will.
And, Coach, you guys, as you're well aware, are unable to make the playoffs this year. But do you still feel like if you come out with a win this week and then possibly win that match in Week 9, you can kind of change the narrative of this season?
Oh, definitely. A win this week doubles our wins from last year. So, yeah, and then, you know, then who knows about Week 9. We'd have an idea of who'd we have that game. But then, you know, you have the opportunity to win that one, and then you're 3-6 instead of 1-8. That's a huge difference, yeah, just visibly and for morale going into powerlifting and basketball and other sports, and just for belief and motivation going into next year. So yeah, absolutely. I think it's a winnable ball game, and each game is winnable, and you come out and control what you can control, and compete to win and let things happen.
Quick last question for you, Coach. What's it going to take to get there?
I think that we'll need to fire on all cylinders. I think we'll need to have 11-plus of guys that are willing to compete and willing to win and putting their head down to the grindstone and get after it and help each other out. You know, wash the last play and go 1-0 on every next play, and be physical and fast and do their assignment how the coach should do it.
Should be a good one coming up this week, a rivalry game between Valley Falls and Oskaloosa. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you. Go Dragons.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.